Today on the Cam and Mo Ag Report, we have information from Jefferson City and from the Missouri Corn Growers Association. Well, the state legislature headed back to Jefferson City. Now, earlier this summer, Governor Mike Parson announced a special session to address the extension of many important agricultural tax credit programs, as well as statewide income tax cuts for all Missourians. The announcement came after the governor vetoed House Bill 1720, the Agriculture Omnibus Bill, citing the need for stronger financial support of Missouri agriculture industry and the inadequate two-year extensions for vital ag tax credits through the Missouri Agriculture and Small Business Development Authority. The Missouri Corn Growers Association and many other ag organizations shared these concerns, noting a minimum of a six-year extension provides more appropriate timelines for new and pending projects and falls in line with similar tax credits provided by the state. With the tax credits expiring last year, these extensions are vital to continue offering credits for programs such as ethanol and biodiesel, meat processing, and other investments in agriculture, although details are still being worked out between House and Senate leadership over the proposed income tax cuts for Missourians, which will also be addressed during the special session. It is believed the session will take place over the next few weeks. Legislators are already back in Jefferson City this week for the constitutionally required veto session, which starts today. And it is likely a public hearing on the special session bill will occur in the days after, with floor action to follow. MCGA remains fully committed to getting this legislation across the finish line to benefit all agriculture producers and stands ready to represent members in the state capitol once again. As debate begins, members are encouraged to contact their elected officials and let them know that these programs are vital to growing rural economies and the six-year extension is necessary for success. And speaking of corn, a big corn event is taking place later this month. The Missouri State Corn Husking Championships will be held on Saturday, September 24th at 8 a.m. at the Saline County Fairgrounds in Marshall. And as I've done for years, I will be out at the Corn Husking Championships that morning with live reports right here on KMMO. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. What do you get when a corn cob gets run over by a truck? Creamed corn. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.